Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi ve salatu ve selamu ala seyyidil mursalin ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ve baraka ve selleme teslimen kethiren ila yevmiddin amma ba'd.
Our brothers and sisters and many others are being, they're suffering in Texas, for example. It's a really interesting, really kind of shocking situation that with all the pandemic and that's going on, really people are stressed. And then, okay, when you're in India, Pakistan, or any other third world country, you expect that the lights are going to go off and you've got kind of things in place to deal with that, right? So you've got generators and you can deal with it, right? There's all backups and everything like that and you're used to it, so there's no surprise element there. But when it happens to a first world country, place like Texas, where you don't generally get those kind of freezing weathers anyway, because it's generally a warmer area. So you lose your lights, you lose your electricity, you lose your heating. Subhanallah. You lose the water, because the water is not from, you know, your natural sources that you just go and get it from a ground well. It's actually through a whole system and all of that is gone. So now what's going to happen? People have found it very tough. You know, I've heard from some people from there, people have found it very tough. But I think at the end of the day, our response to that, for people, I mean, just as an example, right? This could happen anyway. Our response to that should be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He brings whatever He wills. I mean, the virus, which nobody expected that to affect so many. In our lifetime, we never expected that. These are things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to do. And we have to understand that they could be much worse. So this is nothing compared to what could have happened and what does happen in many other parts of the world. It should teach us empathy. It should teach us that we need to rely on Allah more than anything else. We've had reliance on all of these organizations and all of these setups that we have and we relied on them. Well, this has just woken us up to the reality of this dunya, that you can't really rely on all of these things. Alhamdulillah, they work. If they predictably work, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if they disappear, we need to be prepared for it. And the good thing about this is that if we're prepared for it and we deal with it with dignity in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we do sabr for the few days or whatever it may be, right? May Allah, you know, bring it back. Then it's a source of huge reward. Otherwise, it's a source of punishment. So that's going to be a punishment for some people who are freaking out and who don't know. So they're being punished by it. But for other people, it's a source of purification. It's a source of tazkiyah. But the only way that you're going to be able to deal with matters in life, you know, forget just Texas, but anywhere, that anything that happens in life, the last three of our talks have been on this subject, right? And they should be on Zamzam Academy soon if they're not there already. But the main thing is that we need to know Allah more. And once we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more, it becomes much, much easier to deal with unpredictable events, surprises in our life, difficulties. It becomes just easier. Allah has given us a full vision, a full way, and a full paradigm to understand this. But if you don't know Allah, you don't know your religion well enough, because you've been just focused on building the dunya, developing the world, developing your businesses, developing your personal lives, you know, in terms of this world, then we're not faced with these. And the biggest calamity we're going to face is in the hereafter. It's going to be on our deathbed, in fact. We have to be prepared for these things. So go and educate yourself. Take some classes of Islam, about Islam from good. You know, listening to motivation lectures is good. It just motivates you. But what's the next step? People need to understand that you can't just listen to religious lectures for the rest of your life. That's just first step. After that, you're supposed to go and take something, a class on fiqh, a class on aqidah, a class on spirituality, a class on the tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will give you an understanding of what the religion wants from us and what we need to be doing. That's why it's very, very important. Take this opportunity to understand. And those who are not in Texas and other places, you know, the reason we use the example of Texas is because, you know, maybe a third world seems too far, but Texas seems like home. You know, that it could have happened in London, it could have happened in Birmingham, it could have happened in New York, it could have happened anywhere. So use this opportunity to get closer to Allah, to do adhkar, to remember Him, to have that everyday connection with Allah and to learn more. Because only with learning more that you'll be inspired to do more, right? And, you know, generally motivation lectures, they talk about general ideas, general things. But you need to get more deeper into these things and into our religion, make it yours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. And make this truly a source of purification, elevation, and remove the difficulties that we are all having. And may Allah allow us to be stronger believers than weaker believers. وَآخِرُ الدَّعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ